The concept of sacred space has tremendous potential to inspire our spiritual journey. It's remarkable to see how the idea of sacred space transcends cultural boundaries. Almost every spiritual tradition throughout the world has some idea, in many cases a very well-defined idea, of sacred space. So what is sacred space all about in the yoga tradition, and perhaps even more broadly? Sacred space is a living reality that's much more than what we can see in external space, in the manifest world. And this is where there's a lot of value and a lot of understanding we can derive from Sankhya philosophy and yoga philosophy. In these philosophies, there is a clear distinction made between the external dimension of space and subtle space. The external dimension of space emerges from the subtle dimension of space, which is known as akasha in yoga and Sankhya. And the subtle dimension of space is that vessel which holds all of the latent potential of consciousness. That latent potential manifests in external space. And that's also why an external space can be the conduit for, or can be the foundation for, a deeper potential, which we're calling sacred space, because of the subtlety that underpins it. So how is the sacred in the external space awakened? What allows a normal external space to be transformed into a sacred space? It begins with the power of intention. When there's a focused intention, a sankalpa, a willful determination, to find the subtle essence of space and awaken that and allow that to be fully present in the external. This process transforms a normal everyday space into a sacred space. The second way that the sanctity in space is awakened and a sacred space is born is through intense spiritual practice, particularly unbroken group meditation, which is held in a particular space. The intensity of the group meditation is what brings forward a powerful awareness of collective consciousness, and that begins to pervade the external space. So group meditation and group practice is one of the very powerful elements across many different cultures, but certainly in the yoga tradition, which allows sanctity to infuse an external space and allows a sacred space to be born. There are three essential qualities or characteristics that embody a sacred space. First, a time and place that's charged with spiritual vibrancy. This is perhaps the most important or the most well understood characteristic of a sacred space that comes directly from the fact that a sacred space has been charged with a powerful group practice, which has been fully charged with spiritual vibrancy that flows from the power of intention, sankalpa, and the power of group practice. When we go into a sacred space, we feel the spiritual vibrancy deep inside and often in a very obvious manner, even through our external senses. The second essential quality of a shrine is its capacity to engender a profound experience of inner awareness. We feel something inside of us. And this is where the idea of sacred space and the subtle dimension of space begins to come in. When we enter a sacred space, our mind is naturally drawn inward. We begin to feel a more subtle dimension, not only of the space, but of ourself. Our mind begins to become more comfortable going within and seeing itself in light of whatever is inside of us, our inner reality. The third essential quality of a shrine is its unique capacity to embody peace, stillness, and a tremendous awareness or experience of self-acceptance. So peace and stillness are, again, two qualities that transcend cultural boundaries. A sacred space is all about a profound experience of peace and stillness. But a peace and stillness that transcends the external world. It's not just that it's externally quiet or free from distractions. The mental space is quiet. The mental space is peaceful. Why is that? It's because there's a profound capacity for the sacred space to allow us to understand who we are. That's what I mean by self-acceptance. We know who we are, and we're not just comfortable with it, we're joyful about it. That experience is what brings forward a tremendously rich experience of stillness and peace within, which is almost always mirrored by a beautiful peace and stillness in the external world. So these three essential qualities of a shrine being defined as a unique place in time and space that's charged with spiritual vibrancy, a unique capacity to engender a powerful experience of inward awareness, and a space which is intrinsically charged with stillness, peace, and self-acceptance, really embodies what a sacred space is all about. In the yoga tradition, another word for sacred space is shrine, or in Sanskrit, tirtha. A literal translation of tirtha gives you an amazing insight into what a shrine or sacred space is all about. Tirtha means connection point, or even more literally, crossing over point. It's that point in time and space where the external aspect of our reality, what I'm calling time and space, is connected to a subtle dimension. It's connected to a deeper understanding of our reality. That unique connection point is tirtha, is a shrine, is a sacred space. What does it mean to us in our personal life? It means that when we enter a sacred space, we have the potential to connect to our inner reality. That's that connecting point. We have the potential to experience our connection to collective consciousness. And when that happens, a whole new world is open to us. We find a connection and a way to tap into our deepest healing potential, to tap into our creative intelligence. That's why the power of sacred space is so amazing. It allows us to find a new dimension of ourself, to reconnect with collective consciousness, and to find that experience that we've been longing.